there's no getting away from it. John Terry is a big signing, and it's a statement of intent from Villa. And I'm absolutely thrilled that we got it over the line, as we did.
You mentioned that statement of intent. Was it head-scratching at times to kind of look at the numbers for this deal as to whether you could do this being a championship club?
No, I think, as we said in the earlier press conference, I think the key thing was that there was a genuine coming together of desires and needs, both in terms of John's looking for his own future, for the club what we wanted, and money wasn't going to be the main deciding factor. So we were able to construct it in quite a good way for the club and for John, and everybody's happy, obviously.
You know that we will always be fascinated by the money side of it, though. Is it a deal that will still allow you to strengthen in other parts of the squad?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. It's heavily incentivised, and really that's all I'm going to say about it. But it's well constructed for both parties, and it gives everybody a chance that success will give bigger rewards.
Because what will this say, do you think, to the fans, the other players at the football club, and everybody looking in on Aston Villa?
Well, I think you can look at it both in the bigger picture, but if you look at it just compared to last season, part of our biggest problem was we had so many last-minute goals, games that became draws rather than wins. With the experience of someone like John Terry, you see those sort of things turning around, getting off to a stronger start, and momentum building. And so we know what we're all about, is trying to get promotion this season, and I think he's a key part of that recipe to do that.
We always talk about marginal gains in business. So is he the marginal gain then in those key moments, those key battles in a game?
I don't think it's a marginal gain. I think it's a huge gain to get John Terry. I think there are other things that are marginal gains that are 1% or 2%. But no, this is a huge quantum leap forward for the club in terms of the promotion challenge for next season.
We talk about promotion. Undoubtedly, it has to be the target that you're going to go for. It's a very difficult division this year.
It's the same every year. But look, we've got a squad that can match anybody, and I'm thrilled, and I can't wait to get started.
Obviously, this is one. How many more are you expecting to come through the door?
I think we said before that there could be up to possibly another two or three. Nowhere near the amount of last summer or even January. We've got a good, stable squad, and that's part of the key thing.
Because you know what, fans will look at the situation and say, are we going to spend lots of money like you did last year? Or is it going to be a bit more of the quality over quantity maybe this year?
Yeah, it isn't going to be about spending big numbers. We've said there's also financial fair play considerations. There's lots of things. It's about rebalancing the squad, and that's what we're doing right now.
Does that then suggest that there are quite a few that need to leave this summer?
There'll be a few that will be leaving, certainly. And we've made no secret of that. And it's about, say, rebalancing the squad. But we've got the core of a stable squad now. Adding huge characters like John can only improve us.
How difficult is it to try and balance? You talk about financial fair play. Undoubtedly, it has different elements to you than it probably does to other clubs.
It does, but when we talk about rebalancing, this is where Steve Round has been crucial in this, in terms of how you look at the balance of a squad, not only in terms of age and experience, left-sided, right-sided. There's four different categories we try and balance in the way that we handle the whole squad now, and Steve's been instrumental in that. And we know where we're going exactly on that sort of area, and that's going to be sure that we get the right balance to go forward.
So we talked about promotion. If you don't get there, have you planned for that, or are you not even contemplating that at this stage?
No, of course. I've always got to look after the downside. That's my job as chief executive, is to look after the downside. But you hope, obviously, that you don't have to dust off that plan B. I'm pretty confident we're going to give it a really good go this year, and we're going to go into it with confidence, momentum, and we're going to give it a real good go.
Overall, what do you think the message should be to the fans over this?
There's no doubt that we need the fans to come back in numbers. I want to see Villa celebrate a great season, one that ends in promotion, and I think that Villa Park could be a very enjoyable place to be this season.